This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Jy is geskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel en ons is tans besig hier op om einde se kant te staan in vandag se program. En natuurlik gaan ek en jy afsluit saam met Michael Bagram. And Michael is a partner at Bagram's Attorney, and he is a wonderful gentleman that very generously always gives his email free of charge for that first initial query, but it's got to be about labor. Michael, lovely seeing you here on our visual Facebook today, having you here. You seem to be quite rested for this time of the year.
Well, I am. I'm excited. I'm ready to go on holiday, so I'm very excited about the whole Christmas period. It represents a little bit of, that was a year. So, was a year. It's been quite a year for us. So thank you for having me on air. I want to talk about something which is something that I've spoken about many times before, okay, Pulpit, and it's the reality of the broken UIF, the Unemployment Insurance Fund broken. Now, you might recall during COVID, I was very vociferous right throughout the COVID period about how the UIF and the TERS payment were wrong, that they were making a terrible mistake and that it wasn't working at all. And in fact, at the time, we asked if the receiver of revenue would rather pay out the UIF monies to the staff of South Africa. People were saying they're not getting the money. People were saying that even if I go on maternity leave, I'm waiting for years. I spoke to a lady, and I think I once spoke on the program. She had, unfortunately, had a baby 3 years earlier and then managed to get her UIF for the maternity leave when the baby was turning three. And I've been shouting and screaming at the Department of Employment and Labor saying, this UIF is not working, it's broken. And the TERS payment is not working, it's broken. And they kept accusing the employers of making mistakes. They kept accusing the employers of stealing. Well, now it has finally come out. And there was an investigation. How many years ago? I think it was almost now 4 years ago we had the problem that we had with this UIF. They've had an investigation, and they're now finding people in the Department of Employment and Labor who are colluding with applicants, people who are pretending to be employers. And we found that there's almost 200 million rand has been missing from the UIF and paid to people who shouldn't have been getting it. So we found, now we're seeing that, I mean, it's ridiculous that I'm even saying this, but they were paying a TERS payment to people who weren't employed. They were paying TERS payment to people who were in jail. They were paying TERS payment to people who were getting double payments. I mean, it's just bizarre that was going on. And today, we are still experiencing problems with the UIF. What the Department of Employment and Labor has done is that they've removed the whole UIF from the system, and they've put it into an independent body. So the UIF is now a standalone operation. It is still broken. It is still in a mess. But I'm hoping when we go into 2026, and this is the good message, when we go into 2026, we've now got it as an independent organization. We can actually now see who is working, who's not working, how is it going, who's getting paid, are you able to register? Can you not register? So we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is not an oncoming train. That light is a bit of daylight that we're seeing, and I'm hoping that as we move into 2026, that the UIF will start treating the employees of South Africa properly, that we'll be able to register, and I get calls all the time, we're able to register domestic workers, for instance. You try. I dare any listener to go and try and register a domestic worker with the UIF right now. It's just not going to work. And then you say, well, you know, it's law. I have to register my domestic worker, but they can't get it done. And I'm getting those calls all the time. So my theory is that now as it goes into an independent organization, that we're going to start seeing some reality. and we're going to start seeing it being done properly. And so I think this is good. And just as an afterthought, they're doing the same with the compensation fund. The Workmen's Compensation Fund is also going into an independent organization so that anyone gets injured at work, it'll be a lot easier as we go into 2026 to properly register that injury, to properly get the employer to get paid back for monies that they might have spent on the injury, and for the employee to be able to claim properly. So there are good things coming in 2026. We can all smile. I wish everyone a wonderful Christmas, a very safe New Year. Please be safe. And let's go into 2026 smiling. So thank you very much for listening to me.
Well, this is good news, Michael. May we ask then, you normally takes a while to be implemented successfully. At what stage in 2026 can we expect sort of an improvement? Thumb sucking if you have to.
Yeah, I'm not Santa Claus, so I don't know. But they have already done that. The move has been made. We now need to fix up the administration. Okay. And I give you my pledge that over the first part of 2026, I'm going to be on Minister Meth's back. I'm going to tell her that we need to see movement. I want to speak to the senior employees. I want to speak to the Director General. And in particular, we need a commissioner. We haven't had a full-time commissioner for the UIF now for almost 4 years.
Sure.
And they're still having that disciplinary hearing of the old commissioner, Commissioner Marupeng, who was a wonderful guy, but he just didn't know how to run the UIF. And so they've moved him aside. We've got an acting commissioner. We are being told that we'll get a permanent commissioner, so things will happen.
Mm.
We're going to get it happening.
We're just going to keep the faith and have a wonderful holiday and then start the year anew. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You're fighting for the unseen people in a great way, and we do have incredible respect for that. And thank you for that initial email that you offer our listeners. So many people have said that they made use of it, and you are a man of your word. So thank you for that.
Well, I have had some very interesting emails from people, and I love doing it. Please keep it to Labour.
Yes.
I know nothing about motor accidents or estates or anything of that nature.
Oh, so thank you, Michael. So it's Michael at bagrams.co.za.
Yeah, bagrams.co.za. Michael at bagrams.co.za. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you again for everything you do.
Yeah, do keep well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.